all things, say all things, were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. And my pastor say, and the doctors couldn't put it out. But they say, he comprehended him not. But the doctors couldn't. I was, like all ministers, we pray and ask God what to do to feed our people. And the Lord began to take me to his word, the word of God. And he began to show me, praise the Lord, more fully about the word. The word of God, the Bible says, a strong tower that the righteous can run into and find safety. I'm telling you, it's something about the word that we don't seem to understand. See, because the word is God. I say the word is God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. Now, Jesus is the express image of God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So we can't see God. And then the Bible say no man has seen God at any time. But when Moses asked to see God, hallelujah, God said, I will show you my glory. You know what the church needs is the glory of God. And we need the glory of God in our churches. Because when the glory come down, you're in the presence of God. And anything can happen, son, when you're in the presence of God. Amen. When Moses got in the presence of God, his face shined, hallelujah, with the glory of God. He had to put a veil on his face because they couldn't look at him. There's some, listen, in this generation, praise the Lord, I'm going to preach it until, if I have to get on the corner. There is a God in heaven. They say he's way up there, but he with us. The Bible says a mystery that is Christ in you and you and you, the hope of glory. See, that's the mystery of the whole thing, that God is in you. If you saved, God in you. And if he ain't in you, you ain't going to live, because without him, you cannot live. Because the Bible say in him, you live and have your being. I know we're living in an hour, praise the Lord, when we're looking for our loved ones to be saved. I'm telling you, I'm just believing God. Hallelujah. I say, I believe in God. I say, I believe in God. I ain't going to try to save nobody, but God can. I've seen God change men because his word changed, because he's a world changer, a life changer, or whatever changer that you need. So if you're sitting here, I told Alice, I went to her house. She's a beautiful place. Woo, child. And as we were sitting down talking, we began to talk, and she was telling me about her knees. But y'all know God is specializing that knee thing with me. Well, she didn't know that, see. But God specialized. You know, God uses, let me tell you, God can use you and you and you. But he don't use us all alike. But I notice when I pray for people that got knee problems, God heal them. But I know he can heal. I know he heal all kind of, but that's my specialty. Through Jesus Christ. Oh, I've had other things to happen, but I'm saying that is my specialty. And when Alice came, I said, oh, we getting ready to have a good time today. She getting ready to go have something to say to these people. Hallelujah. I want you to tell them that Jesus is alive. He ain't dead. He's the same today, the same yesterday, and tomorrow. He's gonna still be the same. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end and all in between. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thinking about, and you know, it's so strange because there's some people that kind of understood that a little bit, brother. When he went to Capernaum, he went there. And y'all remember about the man, hallelujah, thank the Lord, in Matthew 8, the centurion who came to him. And the only reason he got healed was because he did something good for the Jews, because he was not a Jew. And Jesus was not sent to the Jews at that time. But the people say, Lord, help him, because he built us a synagogue. He just so good. You can move him. Listen, if people that he wasn't supposed to go to can move him, what about you who say you say? You can move God. I tell you, hear me? It ain't nothing you got, ain't nothing that you need that you can't move God. All you gotta do, listen, and when you keep his word, You in this clout, man. Oh, and many times what I have to get up with, I guess most ministers do, but I know this one do. We have to get up and we have to pray. So I'm up at 5. I've been doing it for years. I'm up at 5, and now I'm out of there at 7. And I'm talking to God about a lot. I tell him everything. Stuff I don't tell you. I can't tell you everything. But I can talk to him about everything. I tell him how I feel about things. Because he said, what concerns you concerns me. I said, Lord, this concerning me now. Such and such and such a thing. And I look up the clock, done 6:30, then run around. Because there's no time with God. You get out of yourself. And you hear people say, ooh, you know, this minister prayed 5 hours. He can't do it without God. We ain't talking about something to say so we can rack up nothing. You can't rack up nothing, no points on this earth. You can't make yourself look no so good, you know. Oh, good, she's so, because she prayed, you know. Without the Holy Spirit, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Without the Lord, you can't do anything. But you know how you can get so burdened? Because some people get, you looking at folks, they burdened. I mean, they got stuff loaded down that you don't see. I'm telling you now. Hallelujah. But if you get out on your knees and sit down there, hallelujah, Jesus, anything you know, when you get to crying and telling God about your problems and telling him about your trouble and what somebody done did to you and somebody done lied on you, you get to talking about it. You look up, the time done passed, and you wonder why the time passed. But you know, when you're having fun, the time just passed, don't it? I know that times of me and Dad at night, praise the Lord. He'll wake up and he'll start talking about when he was, I don't heard it 40 times, but however, you know. Hallelujah. When he was a child and what he did. We'd look up, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, Dad, we got to get up. Hallelujah. But I'm having fun listening. I'm having fun talking because it's with somebody I love, and that's the way it is with God. Y'all heard this before? You get to talk to God. He ain't got to pull you into prayer. If you love God, you're going to be down there talking. And if you living in this generation, you're going to do a lot of talking before it's over. Amen. So you might as well get friends with him. And so you won't be, you know. But I love it, because as I was studying this, I said, Lord, he began to tell me about that. I don't know if I can always, because I preach when I pray. That's what takes me so long. I preach in prayer. I do. I be done preach for y'all. I be done preach before I even get here. Amen. I just get to preaching. And I say, oh, God, I'm really feeling this. Now, let me do this when I get to church. But I be done be preached out many times when I get here. But God is so good. Ooh. In the beginning, he said, what's the word? And he began to explain this to me. Praise the Lord. You remember I told you when my mom died, the Lord looked at me and said, hallelujah, Jesus. What did I tell you, say? Out the wonder, he looked and he told me, pray, let there be light. It was the word of God. I said, Lord, what has that got to do with my mom? Hallelujah. As I got older, I would tell you again, I began to realize what it means. If you can get away from yourself, if you don't worry about what Susie's saying about you, if you don't worry about what Judy said about you, if you don't worry about what nobody say, you can be whatever you want in God. He'll take you, I'm telling you. He said, in the beginning was the word. I said, all of a sudden, praise God, I really be understanding that. That you can speak a word and it'll be so. Ooh, they crazy. Yeah, child. You ain't seen no crazy folks yet. I told Dad, I said, you can really see somebody crazy now. Because you know when you love God and do what he said, you're crazy. You know that. You got to be like everybody else. I don't seek to be like everybody else. Never want to be like everybody else. Praise the Lord. I just want to be me. And you need to be you. Don't be trying to look at nobody else or try to be like nobody else. And let God use you. What is centurion? Oh, I love it. Y'all don't heard this story so many times, but it's going to get deep into you. He come up and he said, Lord, heal my servant. My servant is at home sick. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. I've never seen a time when he turned anybody down. When you come in reality, you know, come with your heart. You know, I need this, I need that. He said, I'll come and heal him. He said, wait, hold. You ain't got to make that trip way down there. You know, you've been walking all day. Praise God. You ain't got to go. Just speak the word. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Heard him. Jesus said, whoa, I ain't never seen such great faith as this. Not even in the church. What's the matter with the church that you can't believe that God is your healer, that God is your supplier? Hallelujah. You better believe that he's your healer and supplier. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what Dr. Muzz going to do. You don't know that. You don't know it. Will there be a Dr. Muzz? Where they're going to be where you can get your medicine? I'm getting crazy. Because we got to believe God. It was a time, brother, when I raised my kids, honestly, we was in a church that was a faith church, they called it, whatever. My kids would get sick, they go get the medicine bottle. They get the oil. Mama, get the oil. Get the oil. And they say, go no doctor, we got the oil. You hear me what I'm saying? And God answered, I'm sorry, honey. You can't take this from me. You can't take the time that God healed me when I was sick. You can't take that from me. That's mine. Hallelujah. And I don't care who don't believe it. I don't care. Alice, when I was in my teens, and you got a story too. I was in my teens. And I went to see, and that's why I tell, see, people don't. I went to see the Wolf Man. Y'all remember that? The Wolf Man. And he followed me home. A satanic spirit followed me home. I was about 9. He followed me home. And as years went by, I never knew nothing about it. Didn't understand it. I do now. He got in me. In my spirit. Then when me and Ernie got married, we married at 17 and 18 years old. I was young. That devil took me through. He took me through. I was so scared. I had a demon of fear on my soul that I couldn't help. I have compassion for anybody that go through in their mind about anything because it's real. Is any kind of thing that the devil get you on? Y'all talk about these kids that got drugs. You need to pray for these kids. Because when the devil take your soul, that part of you, ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you can do. He will take you through. Well, A. Allen, y'all remember him? You ever heard of him? He was in the land then. And he would pray for people and they'd be screaming and hollering, scare me half to death. I said, oh, God. So one night, I was so scared. I didn't tell Dad. He knew it, though. He was going to work. He was working a swing shift. I love to tell this. One night, I didn't want him to know I was too scared to pray because the demons would stand up over me. Yeah, I'm telling you, this stuff is real. And he would stand around me and, and whispering, and just dig at me and pick at me. And so I said, I was trying to pray. Oh, Lord, I want to pray. And I was asking God to help me. And I had heard people get help on Brother Allen's. Praise the Lord. And I told y'all about a radio I had. I broke the woman's radio. I didn't have enough money to buy me no radio. And I had borrowed a radio. And I cracked the woman's radio. And she said, oh, goodness, girl, you done cracked my radio. You can have it. Thank you. But that was God, you see, because I had a radio. And so, hallelujah. So Brother Allen was on. He said, I see you. They can talk about him if they want to. He said, I see there's somebody out there. He said, if you put your hands on this radio, God will deliver you. I was on, oh, my God. I was on my knees. It took me all I had. It was like somebody was holding my hand down. It was like a weight was on it. Hallelujah. I was on my knees and found out, got my hand up and I laid it on the radio. Hallelujah. And it was like I was just wore out. I don't believe that. You don't have to. I'm going to tell it anyway. When I don't tell it all the time, but somebody need to hear this. God is good. And then we slept in a little bit, a twin bed, girl. We was little then, you know how that is. You know, we was young and little. We slept in a twin bed and something came out of me. A scream, just like it was in the Bible. Just screamed. That devil left me. He left my spirit. And I was free. I was free. I was free. And Ernest grabbed me in his arms. He said, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I couldn't help you. I would go from Detroit to wherever, trying to get away from this spirit. But you can, listen, y'all try to run from stuff. You take yourself with you. You got to get it right where you are. Hallelujah. Not this time, but anything you go, listen, ain't no need to tell me, well, I'm going to go and do something. And you ain't going to do nothing. You got to take care of things where they are. Amen. And I was first. So the Lord told me, said, you must be filled now with the Holy Ghost. I said, what? Ghost? You got to be kidding. Now I'm really scared. Shoot. I thought I was over this thing. Woo, Lord have mercy. But I went to church one night in 1967 to a Holy Ghost filled church. And God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Now I said, you come on, devil. Hallelujah. I got something for you now. You say, what did he ever? Yeah. One time in my life, I was laying in the bed and I said, Lord, you never have to remind me. I will praise you. I will give testimony to any time you tell me to speak it. You never have to do and worry about me. And that thing said, psh. I ain't never heard this. Well, you know, now you somewhere, you hear something you ain't heard. There's nothing that God can't do. There is no demon that can hold you. None. No drug demon. I don't. Somebody said, well, you know, they get on drugs. They never get off. Foolishness. Yeah. Foolishness. Yeah. We got to stop believing this stuff. We got to stop believing what everybody said. You know, say he be the drunk. He's ever a drunk. Get out of here. Come on now. God can deliver you. He can deliver you from drink. He can deliver you from anything that holds you. He can deliver you if you let him. Ooh, Jesus, I'm feeling good, brother. I'm feeling good. God will deliver you. I've come here to tell you that today. I come to say you don't have to carry nothing back home with you. Nothing do you have to carry back home. Because when Jesus comes, everything changes. Everything changes. We never had, you know, Lord is bringing us into a lot of understanding now. But you know, he said he magnified his word above all his name. Ooh, his word is wonderful. I say, the Bible says, Psalms 119, his word is settled in heaven. And so he said it, he'll do it. Amen. Speak the word only, this man said, and my servant will be healed. Do you not know God wants you to be like that? Do you know when them saints was in the boat, you know, and it was going to the other side? Now, I told the Lord this morning, I said, now, Lord, you in the boat, you know the thing ain't going to sink if you in it. But a lot of times we can't see him in the boat. He might just be standing there being quiet to see what you going to do. I'm telling you, but he's in your boat today. Praise the Lord. And when they got up, praise the Lord, they say, Lord, save us. How did we get ready to perish? How are you going to perish when Jesus in the boat? How do you perish? You know what he said? Oh, ye of little faith. Ain't that pitiful? He only said that to his people. He never did say nothing about it. Just as his people. I want you to believe today. Not me. I can do nothing. You see this little bit? Not little, but you see this. But God can do anything. If you can believe him. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care where the enemy done took you. It's Christ in us. That's the mystery. The Bible said it was a mystery that was hid from the beginning of the world. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Peter walked up and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. Amen. You ready? God, listen. We think that's the Bible. Somebody said, well, you know, that's the apostle. No, you're just too lazy to get down there and pray and get it. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. I said, I don't want to hear it because I believe God's still the same. I said, he's still the same. He haven't changed. We had a young lady. She came back to the church one time. She was in lockup. I had to go in the mental institution through two doors. She was messed up. She told me one night, she said, "Sister Davis, why is she picking on me? I don't know." Because, see, once you come out of something, God use you in that area. And she said, "If you don't help me, I'm going to kill myself." So she would cut herself and fall down the steps. And you could see demons. Couldn't you go in? Just demons just dancing around. She was just so demonic. And then she would try to come out here to church. And she said somebody would step in front of the car. A demonic force. And I said, "Lord, what am I going to do? Lord have mercy. I don't know how to do this. I'm young in the Lord." Ain't me making no excuse. It ain't you no way. It ain't you. I found out it wasn't none of me. So that Sunday she come to church. Just as oh my gosh, she was such bad. I knew that she told me the truth. And the Lord say, "Preach on the blood." You know, the blood ain't too much preached in the churches no more. But that's what I preached. And I preached on the blood. Blood covered the somebody said. You know that lady, what was her name? Sister Shanklin. Blood, she said she saw it cover in her mind. And she dropped down and the Lord healed her knees. You talking crazy. I'm talking about we need a stir in our churches where the people of God will know that they can come to God and get what they need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't going to have money a lot of times to run somewhere. Hallelujah. You ain't going to have money. I'm telling you now, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know, well, hallelujah, when they're going to cut our check off. We don't know that. Yeah, you're doing good now. I got a little money in the bank and all that. But, honey, that ain't. Come on now. You can't depend on that. You can wake up tomorrow and everything will be worth $10, 10 cents. And everybody rush. You know, I wasn't living back then. You know, they said they rushed the banks. I said, "God, help us to live in you. Help us to live in you. Children of God, that's all I'm teaching you. Live in Christ. Love one another." That's another thing to get you close to him too. Loving each other. So you came to, he said, "I'm going to come to your church." And there he said, he tired, but there he said, this man never quits. He never quits. Brother say he's been working every Sunday, but there he said, God is God. He don't ever change. I say, God is God. I don't know why I'm preaching it, because somebody needed it. Praise the Lord. So I preach it all, sister. See, I don't give people ice cream. Ice cream make you too fat. So sometimes they get broccoli, liver. Come on now. Sometimes I tear them up good. Thank you, Jesus. You on a good day. Yeah, you on a good day today. Amen. Because you need it all. Don't let nobody just tell you you can live like the devil and then go to heaven. Jesus said, "I never knew you. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do what I say." Alice, we need to be well so we can go out and tell other folks. You know, if you sick, you don't feel like doing nothing. Shoot, if you head all the time, if you got something on you hurting, you don't feel like doing it. You know, you can say, "Lord, I want to do, but I don't feel like doing it." And then sometimes your hurt get your mind. Something about pain keep your mind, girl. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that God is the same. I'm telling you, you don't have to have nothing that you don't want. You don't. I'm telling you the truth. You know, if you can believe, Jesus said, I didn't say it. He said it. He said, "All things are possible to them that believe." He didn't say to she that believe. He said to them that believe. Am I telling you the truth? There were people he went to in the Bible days. He had to leave because they didn't believe. He went to a town and he couldn't heal nobody because they didn't believe. But Jesus is here today. He came here with his word. He didn't give me that just for nothing. He didn't give it for nothing. He just want to help somebody today. And when I saw Alice, I said, oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you know what I mean? Because I know she had told me, I said, Lord, when you come, I'm pray for your knees when you come. Hallelujah. And so when she goes, oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's time to pray for knees today, Lord. Praise the Lord. Time to let the people see what you can do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Children, God want to use y'all too. She's so precious. Oh, y'all so precious. So precious. He's requiring it now. Jesus is coming soon. You know what? When I was a young girl, you know, they said, you have a baby, this is going to happen. That door. Well, you know, I didn't know. I got pregnant, you know, 10 times. And they saying this gonna happen, that gonna happen. But I didn't know till that baby started coming. I said, oh Lord, they didn't tell me about this. They didn't tell me good enough. But you know what? The pain left me. Oh, I wouldn't have had 10. I ain't that crazy. I couldn't remember what it was to bring her forth. I couldn't remember it. That's my oldest daughter right there. That's my sister right there. Praise, that's my daughter right there. That's my daughter right there. That's my daughter. Right, all of them got saved. But all eight of my girls got saved. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. But you know what? I come to tell you that God is good. Yes, and if you can believe, amen. I say, I don't care what you got. If you can believe. It's going to take you to believe now. I can't believe for you. You got to believe. If you can believe, the Bible says all things. Say all things. What that mean? What that mean? No, just some. What? You mean tell me everything, girl? Everything is possible. Well, I had prayer once. Look. Be like that lady. She kept on going and said, you're going to hear me. Amen. What about the lady that the Lord called a dog? Now, that's really woo-wee. Wow. You know, she be like us. I'm calling me no dog. Shoot. I'll go someplace else. But you, where you going? Ain't nobody else got it. But Jesus, now where you going? You better get it while you can. Ain't that, now, you never thought about that. He called her a dog. But they were called dogs, you know, the Gentiles. She said, yeah, I know I'm a dog, Lord. You sure about woof, woof. Yeah, I'm not asking you to get up to the table and slice steak and slice all this stuff your people supposed to be eating. All I'm asking you is some drop on the floor, a crumb. I appreciate that. Because I know a crumb from you. Hallelujah, can do anything. Listen, a crumb for Jesus. I mean, just a crumb. I ain't asking for no crumbs, though. I'm asking for the full plate. You know I'm greedy. Oh, I want it all. Hallelujah. I don't want no crumb. I don't have to eat no crumbs. I can eat what's on the master's table. And so can you. You believing anymore? Has your faith grown a little bit? Let me see how your faith done grow. Thank you, Jesus. He can do anything. Now, since I told the people that, Jesus, I want you to confirm it. Somebody come up here. Alice, you can come or whoever. I'm going to pray for your knees and God going to heal you. Don't come with doubt. Don't come saying, just get your mind and say, God, you're a healer. It ain't because you at Revival Center. It's because Jesus is here. Hallelujah. I say Jesus is here. Where's Tawana? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. This pretty lady. You know, what was that? We had a preacher to come. And next time she come, I want you to see her. Her name is Sister Marilyn. She had a knee that was all a shot. I mean, it was gone. And she couldn't hardly preach. Amen. But she let them. Oh, her shoes.